In this first series of The Recruiter Room, we're going to be exploring the extraordinary world of entrepreneurship. I'm going to be joined by recruitment business leaders, founders, directors, and industry champions diving deep into their intriguing worlds, learning to understand what business ownership really means to them. We'll hear about how they've overcome career challenges and setbacks and celebrate what they've achieved. Personally, I'm fascinated by the many different faces, incredible personalities, and often controversial opinions our industry has to offer. And I'm delighted to present this series of discussions, which I hope will enlighten some established business owners and at the same time provide a useful insight for many aspiring entrepreneurs. This morning I spoke to Emma Archer from Scout & Maven. Emma runs a successful lifestyle recruitment business from home in Bristol, and we talked about the journey leading up to her launching a niche-focused business within the FMCG sector, some real-life challenges and curveballs life throws at us, the importance of having the right support around you when the going gets tough, but also how much of a positive impact it has had on her life since making the decision to work for herself. I had a really good chat with Emma, really enjoyed it. It's been a long while since we caught up, so I hope you enjoy it too. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Ash.
What there?
Yes, these things always have teething problems, don't they?
Yeah, no, we're in. No, that's good. Thanks for joining me in the recruiter room. Good stuff. So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, really good weekend, actually. I finished off by, I went to watch Naina Cherry last night. So
blasting
the past, yeah, reliving my youth. Yeah, it's excellent.
Where was she playing?
She was playing at, it's called the FWX now, down in Bristol. I know it used to be called Papillon. So yeah, she was down in a venue in central Bristol.
And was it good?
It was really good, yeah. Nice and relaxed, full of middle-aged people. So it was just how I like a night out. Really nice and relaxed, straightforward. And yeah, drove there, parked outside, easy to get to the bar. Everybody was on their best behaviour, and then we left. It was an ideal evening. But yeah, she was really good. She's not changed a bit. She's still got the she's still got it.
That sounds brilliant. What are you up to this week?
Not too much this week, actually. I'll try and take it easy when the children, it's half term.
Of course,
so,
yes, it is.
The children are off school, so I try and spend as much time with the kids, really, while they're still, while they still want to be around me, I guess. So this week will just be tying up some loose ends. I've got a couple of, I've got final interview at the end of this week, so it'll just be managing that, really, and yeah, I'll be reactionary this week rather than proactive, if that makes sense.
I understand. It's the benefits of working for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Taking a step back, how did you actually get into recruitment, Emma?
I got into it by my ex-husband was a personal trainer, and he was training a guy that owned a recruitment business. And I'd been in sales before, and I wanted to get back into the career arena, I guess. And it was his boss, actually, my husband's boss, that recommended me to Ted. And I started really on the sort of marketing side. So he brought me in, I was working part-time doing marketing. And then I started doing resourcing for a senior appointments guy there. And then somebody left and a desk became available, and they'd obviously seen that, you know, I obviously had something that they recognized as potential. And they asked me if I'd like to manage this desk, which was what happened. And I had lots of mentoring, and that's how I got into recruitment. I loved it from day one. You know, I worked for a company called Cavendish Main.
So you were there for a while, weren't you? Yes.
I was there for 7 years. So I cut my teeth there. I had some, it was proper old school search and selection. So they were really hot on quality and customer service. And So I had some great training there, and I cut my teeth and cut my teeth in recruitment, and had a really good mentor who sadly passed away now, actually, but he was great. And again, very old school headhunter, and he taught me a lot, and I still pull on, you know, those early days really, and the great advice, experience, and they were, the training was great. We had lots of personal development and professional development there. They really invested in their staff.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I mean, I kind of, I work in, obviously, as you know, the recruitment industry, but don't necessarily recruit per se, like I used to, but I still draw on a lot of the training, a lot of the knowledge and things that were taught to me back in the early days.
Yeah.
I think that's instilled in you for years, and you just retain the good things that work for you.
Yes.
Really. I don't know if you're the same.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think if you've got a mentor and you're working closely with that mentor, and you are sort of shadowing them and watching how they work and watch their success, then it makes sense to follow the leader. I guess that's what it's about, isn't it? And that that's what I think has made me successful in recruitment, is following people who have been successful, watching methodologies, listening to things that people say, and keeping those really, and building them into my own working life.
What sectors and markets did you work in before you set up your own recruitment business?
Mostly, I'd always worked in FMCG. I worked for, I started off, I did a year or so in cards, greeting cards. So that was, you know, I look back, I loved that, but I look back and I'm thank my lucky stars that I moved out of that, actually, when I did. So I did a year or so in that, and then I moved into food immediately, food and beverage, FMCG. So I started working in that sector back in 2001. I had a very short lived foray into IT recruitment, which was disastrous, because it just didn't suit either my background or my skill set or my personality. So really, for the last 18-19 years, I have worked almost exclusively in food and drink, food and beverage.
That's interesting. Why do you think FMCG or food and beverage was suited to your personality, as you put it, rather than as opposed to IT, which you found didn't suit you at all? I know, I appreciate, you know, they're very different sectors indeed, but why do you think it was more suited to you?
I think primarily, I think I'm a salesperson. That was where I started my career. I've always been in sales.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I felt comfortable talking to other salespeople. Both my clients and my candidates in my sector are salespeople. So I think there's that shared personality, shared background, shared outlook on life. Also, the food and beverage sector, in fact, the FMCG sector, is still very old fashioned. And I think things are done completely differently in the recruitment space. My understanding, well, really, IT recruitment is definitely sort of fastest finger first. There was lots of, it was really about getting CVs out there, lots of job board hunting. But with FMCG, it's a lot more of a consultative process. There's a lot more about, I guess, it's about relationships.
Yeah.
And having that relationship, whereas I found, it might not necessarily be true, but my experience was actually, the hiring manager in the IT space wasn't necessarily interested in having a relationship or whether they liked you or trusted you, is whether you had that, you know, the right CV, and you delivered it first. So that's why, really, and I felt it was comfortable as well. I'd been in food and beverage for so long that I felt really, I was just out of my depth, and I was just uncomfortable, and the whole environment just didn't suit me. So, but I do think it's to do with the old school approach and the familiarity and having that shared kind of outlook working with salespeople within that sector.
So, Scout and Maven, why did you decide to work for yourself, and really kind of what was the mission from?
Well, I decided to work for myself because when I went back into recruitment, I left Cavendish, Maine, and started working with my husband and whatnot. And after a few years, it was necessary for me to go back to work. And the whole landscape of recruitment had changed, I think, or I'd had a sheltered upbringing, if you like, in recruitment, because I'd worked in this very small agency that was very had a really family feel culture to it. And going back into working with other agencies was a little bit of a culture shock. And also there wasn't an agency close to where I lived that could actually provide me with a platform to work within the FMCG sector. So there wasn't an agency that was doing FMCG in vertical markets that I could slot into. And so I was going into, I had a couple of false starts when I went back in working within an IT or different recruiters, but I was setting up a desk from scratch, you know, populating a database, finding candidates, and really growing a desk from scratch. And I did that a couple of times. And after the third time, I thought, hang on a minute, I'm going and I'm setting up my own business anyway. You know, I'm building up a client base, I'm building up a candidate base, I'm generating. Actually, I'm walking away, if I'm lucky, with sometimes it was less than sort of 5% of the commission I was generating. And I was in the position where I had some capital. I'd had some capital behind me, so I had a little bit of a buffer. And I was looking at going into sort of setting up on my own, really on my own, and working alongside an ex-colleague of mine who was who had an office down in Bristol. And it was really when I came across SSG and found out what they offered, that really sealed the deal for me. I just thought it would be crazy.
Hello, Emma.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you then. I don't know what it was, whether it was me or you. So apologies for that. What challenges did you face then in the early days when you decided to set up? Was there any challenges at all, or was it fairly smooth for you?
The challenge for me, Ash, was my health. I was due to launch the business in September 2016, and literally the day before I fell ill, and I was pretty ill for a couple of years. So that was my biggest challenge, was actually having the stamina and the enough health to be able to get the business off the ground. But that's all, you know, I'm getting better. You know, it's petering out now, and I'm on the road to recovery, and things are going from strength to strength.
So what does a typical day look like for you then when you're working, when you are well, of course? What does a typical working day look like for you?
There is no typical working day. It depends what I have going on. So if I've got a targeted headhunt assignment going on, which I did last month, a typical day will look like I will get up, take the kids to school, and sit down in front of my computer, often in my onesie with a cup of tea.
Oh, lovely.
And I will, with the dog on my
leg. Oh, even better.
And I will start making phone calls. Most of what I do is still very much based on networking and phone calls. The phone is my friend. So it will look like me making lots of phone calls to candidates and clients, looking for seeking out candidates and then making phone calls to candidates. Mm. I'll spend a little bit of time on LinkedIn.
Just going to say, how do you network?
Most of my network is through, obviously I've got 19 years of experience within the sector, so I have lots of contacts. I have a massive network of fantastic candidates and clients that have become candidates and vice versa. So really I rely mainly on that personal relationship and recommendations. So I will pick up the phone to someone that I know knows that space or knows somebody and will be able to recommend me somebody, or might know someone that's looking. That's usually where I start. When I take a vacancy on, my first port of call will always be to someone that I know within that sector.
Is working for yourself different from what you thought it might be?
Well, I'd worked for myself before, but with other businesses, it's better. I mean, it's. I just wish I'd done it years ago. Mm. I think, you know, that fear of the unknown was completely unfounded. I do wish I'd done it years ago because I honestly think that those years and years of that, the commuting, the long hours, the stressful KPI-driven environment that I was working in when I was employed, contributed to my, you know, this illness, which was, you know, adrenal burnout, chronic fatigue. So I wish I'd done it years before. And also from sort of speaking to my children, really, you know, we talk about what the days were like when I was working employed, and they've started opening up now about what it felt like to be left with childminders and left at the breakfast club, you know, being dropped off to school in the dark and being picked up in the dark. And, you know, my heart bleeds for them because they don't necessarily voice that when they're, you know, they're little babies, they're 4, 5, 6, but they're coming up for teenage years now and they're actually, you know, feeding back to me what that was like. And yeah, there's an element of regret that maybe I didn't have the knowledge that an organisation like SSG existed, really, because I think my biggest fear was accounts and IT. You know, I'm a child of the pre-internet, so IT is not my forte, and numbers, you know, that kind of stuff has never been my thing. I'm a creative person, sales and whatnot. So it's a lot easier, it's a lot better, it's fantastic, and I thank my lucky stars every day that I've got the ability to be able to work in this business on my terms,
on your terms. You're, as you said, you've been in the industry, in the business for many, many years now, and, you know, successful in your own right. Scout and Maven, successful business. What I find interesting with business owners, entrepreneurs and recruiters is what really drives them, what keeps them going. What drives you when the going gets tough, you know, when you have those down days when, you know, you just feel like you're being let down quite a bit, which we all do. What drives you and what keeps you going?
Well, I've got, this is probably not a very fashionable thing to say, but I've got a quite a strong spiritual life. I've got I've got beliefs that I guess that keeps me going. I'm a Christian, so that's something which really helps me. But I think deep down it's that drive to succeed. It's always been there for me, has been to support my children and to have that peace of mind, which comes with having financial freedom. I mean, money's not everything, but it's up there with oxygen.
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, if I'm having a down day, I'm in the position now where I can go and do something to cheer myself up. You know, I can go out for a coffee, I can go for a walk with the dog.
Yeah.
You know, I can reach out to friends. So I have the capacity to recharge, which you don't necessarily have when you're working in an agency environment. You know, if you're employed, you know, it's just there's someone, frog marching around the office cracking a whip. It's really difficult to kind of sort of take time out. So what drives me is really to be able to continue to live the life that I'm living, which is be able to pay for a really nice lifestyle, keep my children in designer trainers, have holidays, and to also be able to have the lifestyle which I have, which is being able to go to yoga. So that's what keeps me going. You know, I would never ever want to go back to being employed. And I will always pull myself up by my bootstraps, get up, because I just have that instinct, I guess. I don't know what it is, Ash. I've always had it, and
yeah.
It's I will never give up, and that's something which I think has made me successful in recruitment, and has made me, I've weathered the course, because it's not for everybody, as you know.
It's not for everybody, no, but it seems like you're achieving success for you. I mean, I get asked all the time, Ash, who are your most successful clients and what successful recruitment businesses do you work with and everything like that. But it's, I have to always come back with the retort of, you know, what is success? I know it sounds pretty corny, but what is success? You know, it's different to everyone. Someone who's turning over a multi-million pound business isn't necessarily as more successful or as successful as someone who wants to work in a lifestyle business where they're going to have a lot more freedom, a lot more autonomy, and that's what they're looking for, and they're looking to spend more time with their family or whatever, you know. That's successful, and it sounds like you are living that success, and you're a living, breathing example of that success for you.
Yes, absolutely, it feels like it. I'm incredibly grateful, and I think this is the happiest that I've been for throughout my entire life. And I think if you're happy in your work, that seeps through into the rest of your life. And it works really well for me, and I'm loving life.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Well, thank you very much. Where can our listeners find you, Emma?
Well, scoutmaven.co.uk.
Yeah,
that's scoutmaven. My website.
LinkedIn,
that's my website. We've got offices in Bristol, but we've got national reach. On LinkedIn, my name obviously, Emma Archer, or scoutmaven.co.uk, that's our website.
Fantastic, thanks ever so much, Emma. Thanks for joining me in the recruiter room, and
absolute pleasure.
We will,
thanks for asking me.
Absolute pleasure having you, and we'll chat to you soon.
Brilliant, thanks Ash,
all the best,
take care.
Bye. Thanks to Emma Archer there from Scout and Maven. I think Emma's a prime example for us all. And I'm very jealous of the lifestyle that she leads. I mean, being able to take a few days off, being very just reactive, as she said, being able to spend so much time with her family and her kids, who are clearly her priority in her life outside of work. And dealing with kind of, you know, the real kind of challenges, the real life challenges and curveballs that gets thrown at us when we least expect it to, and getting through the hard times, but also, you know, having the right support and having faith can really help you get through. So I had a really interesting chat. Thanks for Emma. If you're a recruitment business owner and you want to come on the to have a chat, hook me up. I'm Ash Bennett at the Recruiter Room, and we'll get you on and we'll have a good chat and talk about your business.